This is Brother John Mettern. Good to be back with you. And you know, for the last several, probably two or three weeks, I've been talking about prayer and people going back to a spirit of fervent prayer and putting some effort and some energy in their prayer. Too many people for too long have got down and went to prayer, or however you pray, standing, sitting, whatever, and they've not put any energy. It's just been more of a lackadaisical words, and people aren't, you know, putting any, more like a drive or something behind their prayer. They're just saying words. Well, that scripture came to me, the fervent, effectual prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And that's what I've ministered on these last couple of weeks. And now the Lord has stirred up my spirit and stirred my soul about increasing our dedications and our time of prayer and our time of seeking God's face. It was on Friday morning, December the 6th. The Lord began to deal with me during the night that I needed to discipline myself greater in my walk with God, in my prayer, and also in getting my natural man disciplined to be able to handle the working of the Spirit of God that I believe is coming forth at this time. So I want to go to the book of Acts here, and I want to read you some scripture. And this is going to be found in Acts, the 6th chapter. And I'm going to the first verse through the 4th verse. And in those days, when the number of the disciples was multiplied, there arose a murmuring of the Grecians against the Hebrews, because their widows were neglected in the daily ministration. Then the 12 called the multitude of the disciples unto them and said, it is not reason that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. Wherefore, brethren, look ye out among you 7 men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. And the word that stood out to me in that was in the 4th verse, where they said, and we will give ourselves continually to prayer and the ministry of the word. And I know that when the Lord touched my life 48 years ago, that God put a spirit of prayer in me. And when I first started out seeking the Lord, it was like a hunger and a desire. And it was like being hungry in the natural. I couldn't get satisfied. And the more I hungered after God, the more I prayed, the more I studied the word, and the more I reached out for God to open my understanding to his word, because I had no knowledge of any type of doctrine. I've been in church all my life, could tell you about anyone in the Bible, any character in the Bible. I could probably relate things in their lives to you, but as far as doctrine or knowing how to live or knowing what the Word of God taught about how to live or how to pursue God or how to be dedicated to the Lord, I didn't know. So the Lord began to teach me, and as the Lord taught me, I kept coming back to prayer and coming back and studying the word, and hours, sometimes a day and on end, just continually day after day and week after week and month after month. I stayed in the word. I stayed in prayer. Most time I would get up in the morning, go to prayer and be in prayer 2 or 3 hours, go back to prayer later that afternoon and be in prayer another hour and a half, 2 hours, and go to prayer late that night and pray sometime 2 or 3 hours. And sometimes the spirit of prayer would move and I'd find myself praying all night long. And in between those times of prayer, I was studying the word. There was a season that I got into studying the word, that I read chapters and chapters and chapters and chapters at a time, because I was hungry and I was desiring to know
and understand God's word. And it's like it consumed me. And I got caught up in the reading the word in prayer. And there was a season there where when I would study the word, I don't know if any of you've ever experienced this, but it's like when I opened my Bible and would sit down to read that, the Bible, it was like the words begin to speak to me, just coming off the page. And it's like I wasn't reading the Bible, but the Bible was reading to me, and those words came alive, and the Lord began to teach me. You know, it talks about in, I believe it's the first epistle of John, the second chapter, and somewhere around the 26th or 27th verse, I believe it says that ye have no need that any man should teach you, but that the anointing will teach you. Well, that's not talking about you don't need to be in church. You don't need to sit under leadership. That's not what it's talking about. It's talking about the Spirit of God inside of you. When you hear the word preached, or when you read the word or study the word, then the anointing inside of you will teach you the truth. It will open your understanding to the word, and it will bring wisdom and knowledge and understanding. This spirit that's going around in people now that they're saying, well, I don't have to go to church. I am the church. No, you're not. You might be a member of the body of Christ, but the Lord established the church on the day of Pentecost, and he set the government in it, which is apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors and teachers, and the church was set to bring people together to be taught, to learn, to grow in God, to grow in the word. And they came together as a group of people. They came together as a body. They came together as lay members to worship the Lord. So yes, you do need to be in a church. You do need to find a home church. I don't care what your calling is. I don't care what God's chosen you to do. You need a home church. And if you don't think you need a home church and you can do all this by yourself and get out here and say, well, God showed me this and God showed me that, and you're ministering outside of leadership, then I'm sorry, but you are in error. And I'm going to be getting into this word. I'm not trying to make these videos too long, so I'm going to stop this one right here, but I will come back in a couple of days with another one, because I want God's people to understand it's time to get disciplines on our dedications. And I thank you for listening. May God bless you, is our prayer.